Christmas. Welcome to our first annual, hopefully last annual, experimental pandemic schedule of Christmas Eve services. We are recording this one for the YouTube video, so sing extra pretty. Our hymn numbers for those watching at home are 379, 376, 358, 356, 364, 368, 361, 380, 363, and 387. Let us rise as we sing together, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Verses 8 through 15, the seed of the woman shall crush the serpent's head. God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Thank you.
the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David,
and his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
Thank you.
watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told.
Inquired of them where Christ was to be born. They told him,
And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come the ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen, when it rose, went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down to worship him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light,
that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in him, in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 2020 has been quite a year. 1 year ago, who would have thought that you'd now be sitting here with a mask over your face, or at least one close at hand in case someone gets near? Who would have imagined that we'd have so many sitting at home watching Christmas Eve service on YouTube? Infected, quarantining, isolating. The world has been overwhelmed by an invisible virus. The world is broken, and our instinct is to fix it. We do not like the feeling of being helpless. We have to do something, anything, Politicians try to make this new rule and that new rule to try to control the virus. Money is thrown at the problem. We try to fix things, but despite our best efforts, the virus is still causing no end of trouble all over the earth. 2 weeks to slow the spread has now become a year. Vaccines are bringing some hope on the horizon, but it is still a very difficult time. Now, as bad as this pandemic is, it did not break the world. It only clarified the truth that we live in a broken world. COVID-19 just reminds us that we are not in control. This year in the United States, there have been over 300,000 deaths related to the pandemic, but in a normal year, there's almost 3 million deaths from many various causes, in addition to 800,000 abortions. That people are dying of COVID-19 is tragic. But death is nothing new for 2020. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The world is broken. The world broke and sickness and death flooded in when Adam and Eve listened to the lies of the prince of darkness and sought to be like God. His first lie is still one of his favorites. Did God actually say? Did God actually say, you shall not eat of any of the trees in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Our first parents believed the devil's lies. They were one with God, but then their rebellion broke that relationship. And now all the offspring of Adam and Eve, all of us, are by nature spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God. There is so much brokenness in the world, so much darkness, so much disease, injury, violence, starvation, warfare, poverty. The powerful abuse the weak. Families are torn apart by lust and strife. Children are exploited for profit. Death separates you from your loved ones. The darkness of this world is oppressive. And this virus reminds you of how helpless you are against the brokenness. This year there has been a dramatic yearning for Christmas. There is a longing for hope in the darkness of despair, peace in the chaos of the pandemic, joy in the midst of the sorrow of sickness and death, and love in times of division and struggle. This year, folks were more anxious than ever to put up the tree and decorate the house and try to find some hope, peace, joy, and love in Christmas. There's a desire for some kind of contentment in the familiarity of Christmas. Because the world is broken. Because you need a Savior. You need a Savior. You're looking for a hero to save you from the brokenness of the world and the brokenness in you. You want someone to come and make it all better. You need someone with the right connections to make things happen. You need a mover and shaker to get things done. And so you come here tonight in the midst of the brokenness looking for a Savior. You've come to the right place. What kind of glorious, powerful, connected, awesome champion do you find tonight? As you dig through the lights and the garland and the trees and the presents and the songs and the food and all the trappings of the season, you find a Savior. But you find that Savior is a nobody. He's just a poor Jewish newborn boy wrapped in rags lying in a manger in the little town of Bethlehem, 6 miles from the important city of Jerusalem. What kind of Savior is this? He's not glorious. He's not powerful. He's not politically connected. He is not awesome. He's not a champion. He's a helpless little baby who needs his mother. This is not the Savior that you expect. And this unexpected Savior's birth is not announced to kings. It's not proclaimed to the rich and powerful. It's not heralded at the temple to the religious leaders. This birth of the unexpected Savior is announced to rough and tumble working men on the night shift watching sheep in the fields. The others with Mary and Joseph at the birth of their baby boy just see a normal baby. They're confused when these shepherds come and tell them about angels announcing to them, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." They wonder at this. But Mary, the mother, she has been told the truth about this baby by the angel Gabriel, and she treasures the shepherd's words in her heart. This unremarkable little baby is the Savior of the world. The unexpected Savior does things in unexpected ways. He quietly grows to be a man in a backwater hill town, and then he's baptized into your sin. And he carries your sin to a Roman cross in Jerusalem where he's beaten and pierced and killed for your brokenness and the brokenness of the world. He enters death to destroy death. He's laid in a tomb to sanctify the graves of all those who believe in him. He rises from the dead to declare victory over death and the grave. He is the unexpected Savior. And still today, he's the unexpected Savior, forgiving in unexpected ways. In the simple water and word of baptism, Jesus gives you eternal life in the heavenly city where he will be the light. He continues to deliver forgiveness to you in his word and in his body and blood and the bread and the wine. He is the humble servant king who calls you to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is one of the proofs for me that Christianity is true. Because this is not the kind of God that someone would invent. A God who comes to earth as a helpless infant. A God who quietly preaches and teaches and feeds and heals the lowly people of society. A God who rebukes the religious leaders and eats with the outcasts. A God whose greatest glory is suffering in naked humiliation on a cruel cross. A God who enters into the brokenness of the world to bring reconciliation with God the Father. A God who does not solve every problem of the world, not yet, but solves the biggest problem. A God who gives his life as a ransom to forgive the sin that separates you from God. A God who in water, word, bread, and wine restores your relationship with the creator of the universe that's been broken since the Garden of Eden. You come tonight looking for a Savior in this broken world. Your Savior has come. Your Savior unexpectedly comes to you in the flesh of that little Jewish boy lying in a manger in Bethlehem. He comes to ordinary people in ordinary places. He comes to save sinners like you and me. He comes as the Holy Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He comes as Emmanuel, God with us who offers himself as the sacrifice to save you. And he promises to come again on the last day to fully undo the brokenness of the world. He'll abolish pandemics and sickness and death and evil forever and raise the dead in Christ to live with him in the heavenly city of New Jerusalem for all eternity. In Jesus you find the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love you seek. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise for prayer.
Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. Lord God Almighty, we come before you on this most holy night in awe at the wonder and majesty of the Incarnation. The Savior of the nations has come, and with joy we greet our newborn King. Let the proclamation of his birth sound forth throughout the world. Give to your church faithful pastors to proclaim the good tidings of his birth, and give to your people willing ears hear and believe. In the birth of your Son, you have signaled the beginning of a new creation. While we still live in a world racked by the ravages of sin, we know that the final victory is yours. Watch over and keep safe emergency workers and all whose vocations keep them from their families this evening for the well-being of our families. In the birth of your Son, you have visited and redeemed your people. Continue to visit those who are lonely, sick, recovering, or near death. Let your presence be a comfort to them and give them perseverance until that time to grant them healing, relief, deliverance, and peace. In the birth of your Son and by his death and resurrection, you have reconciled the world to yourself. Keep us ever mindful that Jesus is for all people, and give us opportunity to tell others the good news of his coming so that they can join in the praise of your holy name. In the birth of your Son, you have called people of all times and places into the body of Christ that is the church. We give you thanks for all the believers who have gone before us, especially those who have been with us during Christmases past and are now with you. Give us a sure confidence in your promise of resurrection and eternal life, and bring us at last together with them into your presence at the full coming of your kingdom. Into your hand we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Fill us with such joy that comes with the knowledge of forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.